morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to a special edition of Railbird Central, our NFL Draft Analysis Edition. The Packers have just made their second round selection. The newest member of the Green Bay Packers is Alabama running back Eddie Lacy. To talk about this pick, to break it down, I have on the phone our running back analyst, Jamie Jors, Cheesehead TV's own Jamie Jors. Jamie, how does it feel to be one of the few NFL draft female analysts out there?
It feels good. I wish I was a little bit better at it. This is kind of the first year I've done some breaking down of the draft, so I will say I'm a little nervous, but I will try to represent as best I can for the women and Packer fans.
I do just, you know, before we talk about Eddie Lacy here, and we'll get to it in 1 second here, folks, but isn't it amazing kind of how I do see plenty of, maybe not plenty, but I've seen, you know, a fair amount of female writers, but very few do the whole draft Nick thing, don't you think?
Yes. The females have broken in pretty well on the sideline, doing the kind of personal little stories, and then starting to do more feature stories, but the in-depth analysis and analyzing game tape and stuff like that, I think we're still a little bit behind.
That's all right. You're a pioneer. All right, give me your off-the-cuff reaction to the Packers drafting Eddie Lacy.
I'm surprised. For those of you who read the Cheesehead TV draft guide, Lacy was my third pick, which I went out on a limb and put him behind Joseph Randall, which I know some people are a little weird about, but from a Packers standpoint, I really thought if the Packers went running back, it wouldn't be the big, bruising, just kind of train-style running that Eddie Lacy does, and I figured it would be more of a screen pass, really quick, ability to line up in the slot if we needed him, to really kind of play into the strengths of the Packers offense now, which is Aaron Rodgers. And so I really didn't think from a Packers standpoint that Lacy would be the highest on their board. And then I was nervous about Lacy, just the injury and the pushing back of the pro day and the not performing. And so I just figured if the Packers took a running back, it wouldn't be high enough to get where I thought Lacy would fall. And I figured that the middle of this running back class is so stacked, the Packers would just take a Franklin, a Gillislee, a Barner somewhere, Taylor somewhere in the middle. And I really am very surprised to be talking to you right now. I thought we would be talking tomorrow.
No offense. I have to disagree with you with what the Packers need. I've always thought they've needed a power back to complement DeJuan Harris. But I mean, I like that you've gone out on a limb and you rationalized it, you know, saying it's what, you know, the strength is the Packers passing game. So they need a guy who can, you know, catch a pass. And I noticed, of course, your top running backs were, Giovanni Bernard and the kid from Oklahoma State, and yeah, they are good pass receivers. But you know, tell me about you watched a little bit on Eddie Lacy. What does he bring to the table? What you know? Tell me about him as a player.
The best thing about Eddie Lacy is his ability to keep moving. He does not go down easily, which is something that and this is where I agree with what you started saying, is that the Packers really need, if they're going to have a real running game, the Packers really do commit, surprisingly randomly, to a running game. They need someone who does not go down, someone whose legs keep moving, and that is his strength, his size. I mean, he is a huge beast of a running back. And the plus side is he only has 355 total career carries. This is a kid who, despite coming off the injury, when he is fully healed, does not have a lot of miles on those legs. And those legs can keep churning and can keep moving the pile and gaining extra yardage, which is something the running game severely lacked this year. Breaking the running game down this year, it was numerous plays of minus 1 yard, 0 yards, 1 yard, 2 yards. The ability to even just grind out 5 and 6 yards hasn't happened from the Packers' backfield since I can remember right now.
Yeah, it's been a while. Boy, it's been a while since they've spent a pick on a running back this high. They did there with the kid out in Nebraska a few years ago. Jeez, his name already escapes me, and it shouldn't. I feel bad. Who is the kid from Nebraska? Brandon Jackson, there we go. Had a brain fart for a second, but they took him in the second round a few years ago. But, what do you think about him being the complement to DeJuan Harris? How do you think Eddie Lacy and DeJuan Harris will be used in tandem?
Well, I mean, I think that the pick of Lacy really solidifies the Packers' faith in DeJuan Harris, because DeJuan Harris is smaller. He's a little bit faster. He's a little bit shiftier. And I think that by putting someone out there who can kind of grind it out and really establish the run game, and then you can throw DeJuan Harris in there who can break it and mix it up a little bit, I think that that's going to really actually make the Packers have a running game, which is just, I think that's why the pick is so hard for me to wrap my head around. As much as I think Lacy's a good player, I think for the fact that the Packers traded back, I mean, the chat room before this pick, everyone was all upset because we traded back five picks, and we ended up with Eddie Lacy. But it's just a little bit weird to kind of wrap your head around it, because the Packers never seemed like a running back team. And the combination of Lacy and then Harris, I mean, that's a 1-2 punch. That is, sorry, it's summer here. I know it's not Wisconsin, but all my windows are open, so a motorcycle just drove by. But so I think that that really says that the Packers are going to be really committed to running the ball.
There's kind of this chicken or the egg argument. Is it the blocking or is it the running that's been the problem in Green Bay? Is Eddie Lacy going to fix the Packers' running game, or do they still have problems on the offensive line that are not good enough for Lacy to be able to find the holes that they might hope?
I went back and forth on this last year, because I spent every game, I would break down the Packers' runs and which way they ran and how horrible they were running. I think it was to the left. I apologize. I don't remember. I actually have all my stats in the other room. And it just seemed like it was a weird combination of the holes that didn't seem to develop when the running backs thought they would. And so I think having a back who can, number one, power through maybe a smaller hole, maybe a lineman who doesn't make the right kind of blocking for him, having a running back who can keep that going, I think that will help our offensive line. And for all of our offensive line's failings in not protecting Aaron Rodgers as much as they should, I do think they are all capable blockers, the people we have now. And so I think Lacy will help them. I don't think it fixes their problems, because I don't think they were all of the problems. But I think that his ability to run through and to follow people will really help.
Is Eddie Lacy and the apparent commitment the Packers have made to him, you know, just being a high-round draft choice, you would think they're going to make use out of him. I mean, they invested a high-round draft choice on him. Is that going to be enough to take pressure off the Packers' passing game, pressure off Aaron Rodgers and the receivers?
I hope so. I think the biggest question mark that makes it difficult to answer that right now is just Eddie Lacy's physical ability at this point. When he was first injured, they said it was a small tear, and you know, it seemed like that was something he could come back to, and then it was, no, he can't do the combine. And then it was, no, he can't do his pro day. We need to move the pro day back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he couldn't finish his pro day. And so for me, that's a little bit of a red flag of how in shape and how in game form will he be when camp starts? Will he be when this season starts? And for as much of a commitment as the Packers are making in him, his body really needs to rebound and make that commitment back to the Packers, almost more so than him as an overall player needs to. But I do think if the Packers can have Eddie Lacy out there with DeJuan Harris, it will take a lot of pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. The nice thing about Lacy's size is that he can help out in pass protection while when he's in the game, because he doesn't have the world's best hands. Last year he caught 22 catches. I mean, he's not someone, if he's in the game, you know he's running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's so big, he can be in there to pass protect. And I think that will help with the wrinkle of the offense that I wanted from a more pass-happy running back.
At Lacy's pro day, that happened a little bit later. He had his own personal pro day or with a couple other Alabama players because he's this hamstring issue kind of lingering. I think it was Bucky Brooks of NFL.com who called Lacy out of shape, which maybe raises some red flags about, is he into it? Is he... does he have too big a head? Questions about his work ethic. What do you think about Lacy from that regard? Are there questions about his work ethic, or did he have legitimate injury concerns?
Well, honestly, Bucky Brooks' tweets that day really did raise some flags for me, just because, and it kind of solidified for me my reason of not putting him one or two on my list. Because it did seem odd that this kid missed all this stuff and appeared to be falling on a lot of people's boards, and he had the chance to make it up. However, he did have a legitimate injury, and so I think it will show a lot coming into off-season workouts and the way that he encamps, the way he shows up for those. It was his first real full workout. His pro day since his injury, since coming back. I mean, I'm sure he worked out, you know, here and there preparing for it, but he said afterwards he was extremely nervous running it. He knew how important it was, and maybe they even ran that pro day earlier than they should have simply because they knew that he needed it. So I really think I don't think it's an ego thing. I don't think it's that he's lazy. I just think his body is still really tired, and mm-hmm. to me, that's a concern. But I mean, the season's still far away, so hopefully, he's, you know, now a Packer. They're gonna work on training him and getting him healthier. And Packer doctors, as I'm sure Alabama doctors are great, but now he's a Packer. I think they'll be on that to make sure that hamstring is ready to go.
You know, just kind of thinking off the top of my head, I remember when I was taking part in those Mach 1.net seven-round mock drafts. You know, we're talking like over a month ago now, before Lacy's pro day. I was all about the Packers drafting Lacy in round one. So from that perspective, good value in round two. But one more question here before I let you go, Jamie, about the trade. The trade itself was a little bit of a hot-button topic because the Packers move down only six slots. They trade with the 49ers. People thought they should have gotten more than just a sixth rounder in return, especially when you consider how much ammunition the 49ers have. They got draft picks up the wazoo. If you look at the old draft trade chart, and some people will argue that it's outdated, but the Packers did, according to the old draft trade chart, lose. It said they could have gotten at least a fifth from the 49ers. What did you think of that?
I was surprised because of who the fact that it was San Francisco and they had so many picks. I mean, coming in, everyone was saying, we don't even know how they're going to be able to afford to sign all of these picks. And so just on the surface, you think of that, and it's like, they should have tons and tons and tons of picks to just give away for whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the reaction, though, was, you know, the Packers traded down, and then people started to come off the board that people, that fans wanted. You know, Monty Ball came off the board, and it was like, whoa, wait, are we going to, you know, who else are the Packers going to miss up on? I mean, it's a little odd they only got the sixth-round pick from it, but the fact that in the end they ended up with Lacy, I think it's fine. It's one of those things. The Packers knew they had, and this is the depth of that running back position in this draft, they had, I'm sure, a couple of guys that they would have taken, and they were able to trade just six spots and still get someone who, like you were saying, a couple months ago, I mean, people still have him as number one on their list. The mm-hmm. people still had him this morning, yesterday, as number one back. So the fact that we traded back and still got him, it's worth it.
Yeah.
So you ended up in a sixth round pick instead of a fifth.
Yeah, I got
an extra pick.
my thoughts on it are that the Packers knew they're just dropping six spots. They're like, maybe, you know, they probably like Lacy, but there probably were other guys they liked as well. And they're like, one of these guys is going to be there, so why not just get a free pick in the sixth if the guy we like is going to be there anyway? Maybe Lacy's gone, but maybe they get Jonathan Franklin and they still get their running back anyway. But anyhow. Jamie, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate all the work you put into the draft guide this year. Nothing against you, but I hope I don't talk to you the rest of this draft. I hope the Packers.
Me too. It would be really weird if we got to talk about running backs again in this draft. Then we might need to send someone to go check on Ted.
That would be weird. That would be weird. But I appreciate it, and take care. All right, Jamie.
Okay, go Packers. See you later, Ryan.
Yeah. Jamie George joining us here on a special draft day analysis edition of Railbird Central. Yeah, I hope maybe the Packers could spend a seventh rounder on a running back if there's somebody they really like. But, man, I hope they don't address that again. They'll be fine, I think, now at the position. But I wanted here to go to the, just like yesterday with Detone Jones, I wanted to go to the NFL Draft Scout guide and give you the read. And I know sometimes reading verbatim can be a little bit tedious here on a podcast, but they have Eddie Lacy as their number one running back. So I wanted to go over this, what they think about him. So the overview for Eddie Lacy, quote, NFL scouts were anxiously waiting to see whether Lacy would time faster than the 4.55 second estimate they'd given him based on tape. However, he ran slightly slower at 4.58 and 4.62 on Alabama's Pro Day, confirming he lacks the speed some scouts believe is critical to warrant a selection in the first round. The time is respectable for a back of Lacy's size, but the rest of his workout wasn't ideal either. According to former NFL scout Bucky Brooks, who tweeted that Lacy reported a 32.5-inch vertical jump, a 9.7 broad jump, a 4.44-second short shuttle, and had a disappointing positional workout. According to Brooks, Lacy appeared out of shape and wasn't able to finish the workout. While Lacy's workout raises red flags about his conditioning, there's no question that he possesses the talent to be a top back at the next level. Lacy is powerful between the tackles runner, who can knock defenders to the ground. He also possesses very light feet and excellent balance, often slipping past would-be tacklers with a lethal spin move. Lacy is also a gifted receiver out of the backfield and has proven both alert and physical in pass protection, make it likely he'll be able to step in and contribute immediately as a rookie. He finished the 2012 season with 1,322 rushing yards on 204 carries, 6.5 average, and 17 touchdowns, earning all SEC honors. Here we go. his strengths. Has leg drive to push the pile and keeps his legs churning through contact, often resulting in broken tackles. Lacy reads his blocks nicely, showing enough lateral agility to avoid defenders as well as the burst to stick his foot in the ground and accelerate through gaps quickly. He's well-built back, but shows good balance, including an often-used spin move. The athleticism, leaping ability to surprise defenders, anticipating that all he has is power. Runs tough and determined with an angry attitude to finish each run and pick up positive yardage. Here's his weaknesses. Quote, needs to stay healthy as he's been hampered at times with foot injuries, ankle sprains, turf toe. Put the ball on the ground a few times early in his career, but improved in this area. He compares to, depending on his health and condition, Lacy has some surprisingly nifty footwork for a bigger man, a la Michael Bush of the Raiders and the Bears, who can still run over people. After that disappointing workout, however, the name Lendale White came to mind, a hard runner whose effectiveness varied depending on his health and condition. So there you go. There's the analysis from NFLDraftScout.com. And I think they do a good job. So I like it. Like I said, at one point I thought Eddie Lacy was a first-round pick. I had kind of soured on that a little, but still, being able to get him with the second-to-last pick in the second round, I think the Packers got their compliment to DeJuan Harris. I thought all along they were going after a power back, and they got it, and Eddie Lacy. I didn't think he would last this long. I think the Packers could now have a legitimate running game, and it's going to take that. It's going to make the offense that much more effective. You know, people can argue about the offensive line in Green Bay a little bit, but maybe this will kind of, ease some of the weaknesses, the apparent weaknesses, paper over the cracks, if you will. I think I heard Aaron Nagler use that term yesterday for what a good defensive lineman can do for a safety. Maybe we can apply the same logic to an running back papering over the cracks of an offensive line. But I like it, folks. Are going to take off here. We'll be back for a third-round pick analysis. So just have to wait a little bit wild here, and we'll come back on the air. I don't know with who or what position or what player yet. Could it be the center? Hint, hint, Brian Barrett Jones and Brian Schwenke? Could be. My pick, Earl Wolf, the safety out of NC State. I really like him. But we'll find out shortly, so we'll talk to you in a little bit.